That's how it always starts and ends. No revolution when you know that I'll always be your friend. Need no explanation. Love can take us deep. It's a total fascination. Less with a guarantee. A little hidden information. Sometimes a voice agrees. That's why I believe.
That's why. Step it on, marry my fine daughter. Step it on, marry if you can. Step it on, marry my fine daughter. Show your legs to the country man. Step it on, marry my fine daughter. Step it on, marry if you can. Step it on, marry my fine daughter. Show your legs to the country man.
In the village of Gilgory, there's a maiden young and fair. Her eyes, they shone like diamonds. She has long and golden hair. A horseman, he comes riding, riding up to our father's gate. On a pure white stallion, he comes at the stroke of eight.
So step it out, marry my fine daughter. Step it out, marry if you can. Step it out, marry my fine daughter. Show your legs to the country man. Step it out, marry my fine daughter. Step it out, marry if you can. Step it out, marry my fine daughter. Show your legs to the country man.
I have come to court your daughter, Mary of the golden hair. I have gold and I have silver, I have goods beyond compare. I will buy her silks and satin, and a gold ring for her hand. She shall have a mansion, she'll have servants to command.
So step it out, marry my fine daughter. Step it out, marry if you can. Step it out, marry my fine daughter. Show your legs to the country man. Step it out, marry my fine daughter. Step it out, marry if you can. Step it out, marry my fine daughter. Show your legs to the country man.
I don't want your gold and silver, I don't want your house and land. I'm going with a soldier, I have promised him my hand.
But the father spoke up sharply, you will do as I command. Get married on a Sunday and you'll wear that wedding band.
So step it out, marry my fine daughter. Step it out, marry if you can. Step it out, marry my fine daughter. Show your legs to the country man. Step it out, marry my fine daughter. Step it out, marry if you can. Step it out, marry my fine daughter. Show your legs to the country man.
In the village of Kilgory, there's a deep stream flowing by. On her wedding day at midnight, she drowns with that soldier boy. In a cottage there is music, you can hear her father say, step it out, Mary, my fine daughter, Sunday is your wedding day.
Step it out, step it out, step it out, step it out, marry my fine daughter. Step it out, marry if you can. Step it out, marry my fine daughter. Show your legs to the country man. Step it out, marry my fine daughter. Step it out, marry if you can. Step it out, marry my fine daughter. Show your legs to the country man. Step it out, marry if you can. Step it out, marry my fine daughter. Show your legs to the country man. Step it out, marry my fine daughter. Step it out, marry if you can. Step it out, marry my fine daughter. Show your legs to the country man.
Hello, everyone. My name's Dave Gloss. And if you're like me, there's nothing like the sound of a swinging big band. So if you like listening to folks like Tommy Dorsey, Benny Goodman, Count Basie, Duke Ellington, and Ella Fitzgerald, join me, won't you? For KGNU Swing Shift, every Thursday evening at 9, here on KGNU. Music as you hear it nowhere else.
So you're listening to Shoulder Gale, Roger Harry, your host tonight. First song you heard was from the new CD released by Wild Mountain Greengrass, a song called That's Why I Believe. It's getting some worldwide play. Saw an email from Sarah Jones, the lead singer who you heard on that cut, that it was played on an Australia FM station over the weekend. Second song was from Juice of the Barley's new CD, Shore to Shore, their version of Step It Out, Mary. And then the third song was from Ben Holmes' fine pipe acoustic drum group called Celtic Legacy, a song called The Bells of Dunblane, from one of their earlier CDs called Kiltic. So in the studio tonight, we are blessed to have a trio of musicians from Kindred Spirits, and they're here to play a few songs and to talk about a holiday concert they've got coming up. But before we get to that, I'd like them to introduce themselves. So ladies, if you could please introduce yourselves.
Hi, I'm Marianne Gibbs here,
and I will be playing some harp and violin viola.
And I'm Anna Mettler. I'm here in the corner with a cello. On my one side is also an accordion and the other one a guitar, and we'll see if we'll use those. But we're looking forward to sharing a few tunes.
Hi, I'm Vicki Jordan, and I'm playing flute tonight. I also play piccolo with the band, and we hope you enjoy what we're going to play for you tonight.
So could one of you tell me about the band? What's the history? How long have you been together? Tell me a bit about the concert, when, where, ticket prices, all of that sort of thing.
Absolutely. This is Marianne here, and this band has been going on for over two decades. There are founding members with the band Kindred Spirits that are no longer the current members, but Anna and I joined up with this band in the early 90s, so we've spent some time exploring tunes. And we do have a website, thekindredspirits.com. Currently we have four members, and that would be Ravae Snow. She lives in Arizona part-time. She's not here, obviously. And then Vicki Jordan and Anna here in the studio with myself. And we're so delighted. Thank you, Roger, for having us here. We do have this a Winter Spirit concert coming up. This will be our eighth year putting on this concert. And this is the first year we'll have two evenings of it. We have two special guests, Eric Olson and James Messerich. Eric plays the Illan pipes. That's the elbow pipes, if you want to translate the word Illan. And James will be playing all kinds of percussion. And they're both just delightful. The first concert's at Swallow Hill, December 2nd, and the second one is December 9th at St. Francis Cabrini. All the details are reachable from our website, thekindredspirits.com.
So would you like to play a song?
We sure would.
What's your first one?
We're going to play Helston Furry. This is a song that comes from Cornwall, and it's sort of an all-seasonal piece. It is both a spring piece where villagers would go from village to village carrying flowers and garlands to sing in the spring, as well as a winter tune, a Christmas tune, actually. So we are playing it here in honor of winter, Helston Furry. Thank you.
Very nice. What are you going to do next?
Next, we have an Old English carol. And just because it's old doesn't mean it's not wonderful. It has a lot of spunk, and it's frankly one of my favorites. It's popular today, called Snow Lay on the Ground. And here we go. We have a bit of an instrument change going on here at the studio. Anna's switching her cello out for the guitar.
That's lovely. What's next?
I wanted to say one more thing about Roger. You had asked us how are these pieces relating to our winter concert, and so this was the Snow Lay on the Ground, and obviously a winter concert would always honor the snowy, cold winter. But there are so many more themes in winter. To think about. One is the darkness and the light, and then also honoring different cultures and different traditions, whether that's Hanukkah and solstice or Christmas. So our next song here is Carol of the Bagpipers, and or Canzone di San Pulquari, and it is an old shepherd carol that they would play on their bagpipes coming down from the mountains. And we are very lucky for our concert to have the Elian Pipes to feature this song.
Very nice. Tell me a bit about each of yourselves. What do you do when you're not playing beautiful music?
All right, I'm going to start. So I'm a teacher by daylight.
And you're?
And I teach first, second, and third graders.
You're Anna?
And I'm Anna. And that's just like playing music. It's a job with Mary. Many variations and a lot of delight. Music in my classroom consists of lots and lots of singing.
I'm Vicki, and I'm semi-retired. I used to teach music in public schools when I lived in West Virginia. And when I moved to Colorado, I made a little bit of a shift, and I worked at Swallow Hill for a long time. And that's actually how I got to know Anna and Mary Ann and ended up joining the group. I worked at the front desk at Swallow Hill. Anna sent an email because they were looking for new members in the band. And I said they wanted to know if they could post it on our bulletin board. I said, well, sure you can, but do you need a flute? Being bold. And as it turned out, the flute worked out quite nicely. And in January of 08, I became the youngster of the group. Year-wise, not age-wise.
Okay, and this is Mary Ann. By day, I am a commercial real estate investment asset manager. That's a lot of words. I don't know even what it means. But that's what I do to pay my bills. I'm grateful for that. It's always different and interesting. And I like to play music. I wouldn't turn probably anything down. I play with a variety of bands and different styles. It just adds the balance to my life.
Very good. What's next?
Next, we're going to play Gloucester Wassail. And a wassail is both a drink, but also it means be well, wassail. And so this is one of the pieces, again, that's going to be in our winter concert, wishing really well to all people, health-wise and peace-wise. So wassail, be well, and from Gloucestershire.
Okay, I'm going to count this out because I can't see all my band members. One, two,
nice. Do you have any more?
You know, we do. Boy, do we. Let's see, we got coming up here one called The Goose Girl. It's actually a Danish piece that we got out of a book. I think it was Bonnie Rideout's Christmas. Yes. There's so many good sources of ancient music, so we have a lot of fun discovering these pieces and then fashioning them with our current players. It's music that's existed before we have and probably will continue to exist beyond us. We're just part of this ancient stream of music, The Goose Girl.
This one's going to feature Anna on the accordion, by the way.
Aha!
Was fun. All right, I think we've got time for one more, if you have one more in your bag for tonight.
We do have one more, and it's called Jezebel Carol. It's from the Isle of Man. And I want you to think about imagining this being played with a hammered dulcimer along with us. It adds so much to the sound. Reve, who isn't with us tonight, plays hammered dulcimer as well as marimba on different songs, so adds a whole new texture to everything.
That was lovely. Thank you very much for coming and playing tonight for the listeners of Shoal to Gale. Those were three of the members of Kindred Spirits, and they'll be presenting a Winter Spirit concert with special guests Eric Olson and James Messerich. Saturday, December 2nd, 8 p.m., Swallow Hill, Tuft Theater. Tickets are $15, $2 less for members. And then Saturday, December 9th, 7:30 p.m. at the St. Francis Cabrini Music Room Theater in Littleton. Tickets there are $10. You can find more information at www.thekindredspirits.com, all one word. Now, in addition to all of that, this is going to be a very busy weekend for local entertainment. Start out with the redoubtable Brian Clancy, Jack Quinn Irish Ale House and Pub, downtown Colorado Springs, tomorrow night, 7:30 p.m. And then Marty Smith and Steve Hart, who call themselves the Grateful Dogs, are going to be at the Beer Works Brewery in Woodland Park tomorrow night at 7. Saturday night, you're not going to be wanting for entertainment. Skeen Do is at the Laughing Goat in Boulder at 9. Chancer's Hooli is at the Blue Spruce Brewery in Centennial at 7:30. And then there's a super group called the Seventh Generation Band at Nevi Kodesh Synagogue in Boulder. And it includes John Sousa, Sandra Wong, Beth Quist, Victor Mestis, and Joy Adams playing a fusion of world music, including a lot of Celtic. Then the Rocky Bards are going to be presenting their Celtic benefit concert for the Wounded Warrior Project. 7 o'clock, Rialto Theater in Loveland. Tickets are $20, available at the door, and all proceeds will go to the Wounded Warrior Project. And then, regrettably, the Mountain Road Cayley Band is going to be playing its last gig ever Friday night, the 17th, at the Margarita in Colorado Springs from 6 to 9. They'll be ending a 23-year history of playing all over the state at festivals and pubs and at the Margarita once a month. Also on Saturday night, Juice of the Barley is presenting its annual fundraising event for the American Diabetes Association at Clancy's Irish Pub in Wheat Ridge on West 38th, 7:30 p.m. They do this in honor of the late Walt Conley, a musician who the Rocky Mountain News once described as the founding father of the Denver folk music scene, owner of an early folk music bar, leader of one of the early Irish bands in Denver in the 1960s. And then finally, the Boys of the Town can be found Friday night in the back room at Rory's Tavern, 4th and Broadway in Denver.
To Gale is made possible by you, the KGNU listener member, and by the Celtic Connection. The Celtic Connection is a monthly newspaper for all people with an interest in Celtic news, music, language, culture, and tradition. For subscription information, visit CelticConnection.com or call 303-777-0502.
Thank you. across the Western Ocean.
Diamond is a ship, me lad, for the Davis Strait she's bound. And the key it is all garnished with bonny lassies around. Captain Thompson gives the order for to sail the ocean wide.
where the sun it never sets me, boys, nor darkness dims the tide. And it's cheer up, me lads, let your hearts never fail, when the bonny ship, the Diamond, goes a-fishing for the whale. Along the quay at Peterhead, the lassies stand around with their shawls all pulled about them and their salt tears running down. Oh, don't you cry, my bonny lass, though you'll be left behind, for the rose will grow on Greenland's ice before we change our minds. And it's cheer up, me lads, let your hearts never fail, when the bonny ship, the Diamond, goes a-fishing for the whale. Here's a health to the Resolution, likewise the Eliza Swan. Here's a health to the Battler of Montrose and Diamond Ship of Fame. We'll wear the trousers of the white and jackets of the blue, and when we return to Peterhead, we'll have sweethearts anew. And it's cheer up, you lads, let your hearts never fail, when the bonny ship, the Diamond, goes a-fishing for the whale. Both day and night, when the Greenland lads come home, with a ship that's filled with oil, me boys, and money to our names. We'll make the cradles for to rock, the blankets for to tear, and every lass in Peterhead sings hush-a-bye, my dear. And it's cheer up, me lads, let your hearts never fail, when the bonny ship, the Diamond, goes a-fishing for the whale. And it's cheer up, me lads, let your hearts never fail, when the bonny ship, the Diamond, goes a-fishing for the whale.
You just heard the McDeviants, a fine group out of Colorado Springs, Bonnie Ship, the Diamond. And before that, you heard an original composition called Irish Blessing by Chancers Hooley. Tim Dwyer, lead singer of Chancers Hooley, was the singer on that one. And then we opened this set with a ocean-going song, Across the Western Ocean, that has a nice reference to the West in it, with a fine performance by Beth Gadbaugh and Margot Krimmel. And that was from their recording live at the Black Rose Acoustic Society. Now, also coming up, Saturday after Thanksgiving, is a return to Colorado of the Irish Christmas in America show. It's a show that celebrates the holidays in Ireland with music, dance, and song, and it'll be at the Broomfield Auditorium. Two shows, the 4 p.m. and 7 p.m., although I've been advised that the 4 p.m. show is already sold out. So if you want to see it, get your tickets now. You can get them at www.broomfield.org or call 720-257-8096. It features some of Ireland's best trad stars, including a couple of terrific musicians from County Sligo that I've had the pleasure of seeing before in various places. Oisin McDermida, fiddle player from the group Teja, and Seamus Begley, Ireland's traditional singer of the year, with guest vocalist Niamh Farrell and Samantha Harvey, champion step dancer. I saw this particular program last Christmas, and it is well worth going to Broomfield, and a nice way to getting into the holiday.
All the little boats are gone from the banks along the Liffey, and the ferryman is stranded at the gate. Dublin docks are dying, and a way of life is gone, and it's over, Molly, over, can't you see? My strawberry lass, take me down to the Liffey and kiss away the troubles from my brow. I love you well today, gonna love you more tomorrow, and if you ever love me, Molly, love me now.
Just heard Kevin Dooley doing an arrangement he calls the Ferryman, and you might recognize the essence of when the strawberry fields run down to the Liffey. So we'll close out with a song called The Raven Hill Reel. And it's performed by probably the best Celtic fingerstyle guitar player in this part of the country, Jerry Barlow. And again, it's called The Raven Hill Reel from his album Bring Down the Storm. So we'll close out with that song. Stay tuned after for George Cotting and Musica Mundi.
It's 8 o'clock sharp, KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Good evening. Welcome to Musica Mundi, your music from around the globe. I'm George C. Be with you tonight till 10 o'clock. Musica Mundi tonight and every Wednesday from 8 to 10 p.m. Just heard Sholta Gale. Enjoyed that show with Roger. Thank you. At 10 o'clock, we'll have your midweek reggae fix with the Reggae Transfusion with the Groove Thief. Then Sleepless Nights from midnight until 3. Right now it's Musica Mundi. Have a ticket giveaway in a little over half an hour, maybe 45 minutes or so, so stay tuned for that. Background music is a Peruvian guitarist Hector Ivan Garcia with El Caballo Viejo. Album called Ecos del Ande. So we'll get started. Musica Mundi here at KGNU, listener supported, with a song that sounds like it could be from Sholta Gale, but it's from Finland. Here's Vartina, KGNU.